Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, June 10th. Today happens to be the birthday of Sister Sharon Dockery, so we want to wish Sister Sharon a happy birthday today and pray that she's blessed today and hope that you are as well. Well, we're in Friday, means we're ending the week and headed towards the weekend, and it also means that my wife and I should be on the road headed back to Kentucky. Should get in sometime, probably late tonight, and hope that I'll be able to give you some good news when I get in, maybe make my broadcast on Monday or into the church on Sunday. But do keep us in prayer. We are in North Carolina, have gone back this week for some family problems and issues that we needed to deal with. And so hope that you have been praying and will continue to pray for us on these issues. Lord willing, we'll be there in the pulpit on Sunday, preaching in the book of Romans on Sunday morning and the book of Proverbs on Sunday night, if the Lord lets us stay on schedule as we plan to do. All right. So keep those things in prayer, if you will. And others that are sick and afflicted and different problems that we know about, pray for those also as well. Well, all week we've been looking in 1 John chapter number 4, the sermon that we began on Monday. We will complete that today, but we've been having two songs each day as well. I'm going to do that again today, and I trust these two songs will be a blessing to you, and then the message from the Word of God. And I've got the Sisloff family singing first, singing one entitled, "We're Not Home Yet, Children." And I'm glad we're not, but I want to go, don't you? Then the next song's the Shepherd family singing, "I Want to Go There." No, it's singing, "It's Going to Be Wonderful." That's the song we're singing. And it will be. When we get to heaven, thank God, where there'll be no more strife, be no more problems, be no more sickness, be no more death. Wonderful over there. What a day that will be. All right, here's the songs and then the message. All right, this week we are looking in 1 John chapter number 4, dealing with verses 7 through 11. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 11, we're with the 13th either or principle. And in this one, I say, either you love God and others also, or else you don't love others, representing you do not love God either. As we look into the message today, let me just mention that this is completing the message that we began earlier this week, and this today's message will contain quite a bit of repeat from the former messages and then end up with the conclusion of this week's broadcast message on either you love God and show it by loving others, or you don't love others and show that you don't love God. So I hope you stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Appreciate that. Turn in your Bible, if you will, to 1 John chapter number 4. Amen. All right, John, 1 John chapter number 4, and I'm going to begin reading verse number 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 7, read down through verse number 11. And so if you will look with us there, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Amen. I've been preaching on these principles of John. I call them the either or principles of 1 John. I've said it a number of times. John cuts it right down the line. One, you're on one side or the other. It's either or, and in this case, I'll say this is the case of it. If you love God, you love others also. Amen. If you love God, you love others also. The other side of that would be, if you don't love others, you don't love God either. I guess that'd be that simple. I'm telling you, our Lord has a right to demand from us love. Amen. We all have relationships, brothers and sisters, that sometimes are not always easy to love. You ever had somebody, and you don't have to say amen to this, you wives don't have to gouge your husband or husband gouge your wife. You ever had somebody that you thought to yourself, I know I got to love them, but I really don't want to. They're hard to love. And some people are hard to love. Matter of fact, if we'd be honest, at times, probably every one of you are, amen. Every one of us are, amen. At some time or another, we're hard to love. But it looks like it'd be so much easier just to forget our Christianity, you know. Just as one fellow said, just lose your religion and just go off on them and then pick it back up. But you can't do that. If Christ is in you, the hope of glory, He's in there to stay. Amen. And what's He doing? He's not cussing them. He's not wanting to whoop them. If He said, Father, forgive them, you think He'd say, son, hold a grudge. Daughter, stay mad at them. Show them who's boss. That ain't what He'd say. If He said, Father, forgive them, He'd say, son, you ought to forgive him. He'd say, daughter, you ought to forgive them. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. I sort of say I believe that's right. I do know it. It is right. Amen. We ought to love people from the love of God. Amen. When I'm saying this thing about loving them, it's not from the reservoir of our own ability. I'm not saying we just draw from deep down within ourself this love and just love them. No, I'm saying it's in His reservoir, His well of grace, His well of love. Amen. That can spring up in us and can run and flow through us if we'll allow it to. Amen. I can show you a lot of scriptures. You remember in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 1, let brotherly love continue. You know what that, and I think I've said it here before. You just look, English words, all you gotta do, let means allow it. Don't stop up the well. Don't dam up the stream. Let brotherly love flow. Let brotherly love continue. It will continue if you allow it to. Why? Because if it's brotherly love, it's come from God, our Father in heaven. Amen. And so He said, love them not just out of our reservoir, but out of His reservoir. You say, but they're unlovable. So was you when God loved you. God didn't look over the banisters of heaven and say, I'm looking for somebody worthy to love. He'd still be looking. Amen. There wasn't none of us worthy to love. Amen. Well, God knew what I would be. That's why He loved me. No. He knew what you would be and He loved you anyhow. Really. He loved us even when we was unlovable. If that's right. If that's God's love reaches to the unlovable. Don't it reach to the unlovable through us? If God's love knows no bounds, how come it knows bounds when we deal with it? Beloved, if God so loved us, that's verse 11. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Amen. He didn't just say we ought to love. We ought all so to love one another. If God so loved us, we ought all so to love one another. Now here's my conclusion. If you want to see the love of God for sinners, look at Calvary. Amen. Look at Calvary. You look at Christ, His life, His death, His sufferings. His whole life was selfless. He left the splendors of glory. He left the beauties of eternity and stepped into time and allowed Himself to be laid in a manger. Borrowed a womb to be born in, a room with a manger to be laid in, and a tomb that He might lay His body down for you and I. Even the cross didn't belong to Him. It was Barabbas' cross. One fellow said it should have been mine. That's one song said, and that's right. Amen. But Christ came with a selfless life. I want to ask you this. How can you come to Christ? How can you look at Christ and see the selflessness of Christ and turn around and walk back into your selfishness? How can you claim, I'm walking in Christ, and I don't care what the Bible says, and I know what they done to me. I know how bad they treated me. I know what they said. I know how I feel. How can you go in that selfish attitude and be claiming to be walking with Christ all the time? Something wrong there. Something wrong there. Three characteristics of the God kind of love I want to give you in this conclusion, and I'll be done. First of all, we're to love unconditionally. God didn't demand that you clean up before He'd love you. Amen. We got ladies in here that's had babies. You loved that baby before it was cleaned up. That baby was born, was a mess. That's right. That baby hadn't never said he loved you. That baby hadn't never done anything for you but cause you trouble. Pain, sleepless nights. Amen. Daddy's, he cost you money, buddy. Yep. He even made her snap at you. Yeah, time or two. I could go over there, but I'll leave it alone. My point is this, but you love that baby. You love that innocent little baby had never done one good thing for you. As far as you know, that thing could come out of the womb and break your heart. Wreck your name. Ruin your family name. I mean, take you to an early grave, but you love them. That's how God found us. We was polluted in our own blood. We had never done one thing good for God and wasn't going to do nothing good for God. Amen. Amen. God loved us anyhow. He loved us in spite of ourselves. He loved us unconditionally. He scooped us up. We was like that baby that's born. They're born head first. If somebody don't catch them, they'll bust their brains out. I'm telling you, the sinners are on their way to hell. If somebody don't stop them and don't help them, they're wrecking their life. They're ruining their life. But God in mercy reaches out and catches us, thank God. And God cleans us up and loves us. And now He says to me and you, you see them? You see them? They're a mess. You remember how I loved you? Amen. He loved us just as we were. Unconditional love. He loves us in spite of all the reasons not to love us. Amen. Romans 5:8, you know the verse of scripture so plain. God commended His love toward us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Christ died for us. Unconditional love of God. God says, you're not lovable, but I'm going to love you. He wants us to love that same way. If we only love those that we get a glimpse of lovability in them, we won't love too many people. I've seen, and you have too. Brother Bale has pastored. Brother Kuhn has pastored. Brother Hall's not here. He's pastored. These men know there's times you try to help people and it's almost the saying, they bite the hand that feeds them. The people you try to help the most, sometimes they'll hurt you the most. And if you're not careful, what you'll do is you'll say, I'm going to quit reaching my hand out there. I'm going to hold my hand back and I'm not going to trust anybody. That's not how God wants us to work. God, no. Listen, did you ever slap the hand of God when He was reaching towards you? You know what I'm saying? Was there ever a time when God tried to help you and you didn't want to have nothing to do with God? You want Him, but out of my life, God, I'm having a good time doing what I'm doing and wanting to go on down your way. But thank God He kept butting in. Amen. Thank God He kept pursuing you. He kept going after you. Amen. Wooing you till He won you. Amen. We're to love unconditionally. Number two, we're to love sacrificially. Amen. Look back at 1 John chapter 3. I read verse 16. Let's read 16, 17, and 18. This sacrificial love. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Because He laid down His life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good
and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Here's what he said. Put your money where your mouth is. Sacrifice a little bit. Sacrifice. You can tell people about God's love all day long, but until you show them, they'll probably never see it. Amen. It's a lot easier for people to learn by experience than it is for them just to learn by you telling them. You do a better job showing them than just telling them. Amen? Amen. It'll demand sacrifices on our part. We're to love unconditionally. We're to love sacrificially. And number three, we're to love personally. 1 John chapter 4, we'll jump ahead a little bit to verse 20. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. You know what he's saying here? He's talking about a man and his brother. He's talking about individuals. He's not just talking about loving the world. Oh, it's easy to say, well, I love everybody. Well, who are you showing love to?
Right.
Amen. It's real easy to love people on social media when you don't have to get down there where they're at.
Right.
Amen. Real easy to say it. Real easy to maybe even feel like you feel it. But how about doing something personally? Individuals. He's talking about individuals here. Loving his brother. The body of Christ is made up of individuals. You ever heard people say, you know what I like about that church? Boy, that is a loving church. Well, it's individuals. The church itself, the building, don't love anybody. And for the congregation to love, it's got to be individuals in that congregation that show love. Amen. Because people love people. And that's how love is to be expressed. And that's what he's dealing with here. How do we love the world? I'm talking about people in the world. How do we love heathens? How do we love sinners? We do it one at a time. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Look there. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. You know what he's saying? We're representing Christ to this world. As he is, so are we in the world. You think you could turn that around? I think you could. The flip side of that coin. As we are, so is he in the world. If the world sees you as hateful, you think they're going to see him as loving? If the world sees you as a hypocrite, you think they're going to see him as real? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying the way we live, not just what we say, not just where we go to church, the way we live our life. Down on the job, at the supermarket, at the gas pumps, or at the restaurant. Amen. I've said this a number of times. It don't do any good to leave a track with a tip when you done cuss that waitress out for getting your order wrong. We're representing Christ in the world. And they see us. That's the only way they'll see him. How did we see the love of God? We saw it in action. And that's the only way they'll see it, is in our actions. Let's stand to our feet, heads bowed, and eyes closed. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. As that concludes another week of radio broadcasting, we do hope you have a great weekend. I hope you'll be in the house of God on the Lord's Day. And I'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Our Sunday morning service, Sunday school starts up at 10:15 a.m. and then the preaching time at 11:05 a.m. as well. Sunday evening service is at 6:30 p.m. Love to have you come and be part of those with us. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.